Well, it's been very well this year. You know, we average about 6 million visitors annually, and ironically, just today we received an update for the lodging monitor from January through June of 2014, and Anne Arundel County leads the state with a 73% increase in occupancy rate. That's about a 6% change. So as a whole, the people who are coming to our county are not just coming for a day visit. They're coming and they're spending some time.
Where are you pulling from?
It's really everywhere. We market throughout the Mid-Atlantic region, and we try to specify certain areas for certain events. In particular, we will use Baltimore directly just for things like Annapolis Restaurant Week. But for the Military Bowl, we're pretty much in as far as New York, northwise, and as far as North Carolina on the south side.
When people hear about Anne Arundel County and Annapolis, the first thing they think of is the Annapolis Harbor, the waterfront, and that's the destination. But there really is a whole lot more in the region that you're promoting.
Well, yes, we actually promote Anne Arundel County as three distinctive destinations. We are also the county that has the BWI Marshall Airport area, which we have 35 hotels in that portion of the county alone. And then, of course, Annapolis City, we promote that as the capital city and the history and the water. And we also have the countryside, South County, and that is for basically ag tourism. We promote, you know, wineries, bike riding, horseback riding. There's marinas down there, some great places to stay. So between the three areas, we try to promote things like BWI for things very distinctive, like fly-in meetings and conventions, and along with the Mellon Life Casino and all the other options entertainment-wise in that area, along with Baltimore City. We don't disregard that. And, of course, in Annapolis City, say, pretty much speaks for itself. And the county, we pull a lot of people in from D.C. They want to get out of the city, and, well, I can understand that. So you could go a very short drive and get right into the county environment, spend some time for a day or spend some time overnight.
Frank, as we divide the state into, let's say, Baltimore City and the Inner Harbor, let's say Ocean City and the Lower Shore, let's say Annapolis, Anne Arundel County, and let's say Frederick, Western Maryland, where would you put the Annapolis and Anne Arundel County portion of that as far as popularity?
Well, that's hard to say, but if you base it on the amount of occupancy based on hotels, we currently lead the state, and we're always in the top one or two throughout the year, and whenever there is some sort of report to kind of indication, give an indication of how much activity is going on. But again, we have the advantage of a lot of hotels here. We have more hotels in this county, really, than any other county in the state, even including Baltimore City. So we have a lot to fill. But we do market it very distinctively with the three regions. So we try to attract exactly what people are looking for with three different options to show them.
Now, I know the next couple of weeks are big weeks for you. Give us an idea of what's going on there.
Well, tomorrow we start with a big convention that's in Washington, D.C., and it's a Hospitality Sales and Marketing Association International Conference, also known as MEAT, and we're a major sponsor on that. We have a 16-by-30 booth right on the middle of the exhibit floor with our brand-new marketing video for our sales and sports events people. And we'll have 600 event planners to try to grab and show them everything Anne Arundel County has to offer. And then next week, the city of Annapolis is playing host to the 2014 Sports Relationship Conference. 250 sport event planners will be in the city of Annapolis at this conference. And the good thing about that is we think we got a real captive audience. So I think we can get a lot of attention and get some sport event planners to take note of what Anne Arundel County has to offer.
How important is the water to what you do?
Well, you know, I think as a whole, the Chesapeake Bay is important to the entire state. And obviously, it's a big part of what we sell. But, you know, matter of fact, it's strange you say that, but we are in the process within the next 2 months. We are going to have a separate portion on our website just strictly dedicated to destination by water. We have things there now, but we're merging with actually Chesapeake Bay Magazine, who is a big player in the sailing and boating industry, and they're going to give us a lot of information so people can take a look at coming up the bay, spending some time not just here in Annapolis and Anne Arundel County, but, of course, Baltimore and all along the bay.
Frank, we're changing seasons from summer into autumn here in Maryland. What is Visit Annapolis doing for that?
Well, we do a big splash for autumn every year, and we're right in the middle as we speak in our Autumn in Annapolis weekend sweepstakes. We're giving away a weekend here in Annapolis. It would be the 19th and the 20th of September, And the big part of this is two tickets for the Navy home opener right here in Annapolis against Rutgers. Also tickets for Rams Head on Stage, one of the great small concert venues in the country. Staying at the Lowe's Hotel real close by and gives you an idea of some of the things that you can do during the autumn, along with the many things we have right now on our website. So visit visitannapolis.org, and you can see all the things you can do in autumn, and also enter the sweepstakes.